D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Komala, Delicate. Komala, meaning delicate or tender, symbolizes the soul's refinement, sensitivity, and connection to the subtler dimensions of existence. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a karmic inclination to experience life through the lenses of beauty, vulnerability, artistic sensitivity, and emotional nuance. Komala represents a state of heightened responsiveness to the finer vibrations of life, where strength is found not in hardness, but in exquisite perception and graceful adaptability. The nature of Komala imparts qualities of gentleness, artistic grace, heightened intuition, and a profound appreciation for emotional and aesthetic subtlety. Individuals with planets placed in Komala are often sensitive to both beauty and suffering, finding deep meaning in art, relationships, and emotional resonance. Their lives are characterized by an instinctive search for harmony, delicacy in self-expression, and the impulse to nurture and protect what is fragile and precious. Talent-wise, Komala natives possess strong artistic abilities, emotional intelligence, and an ability to perceive and express subtle truths that often escape coarser perception. They excel in fields that require refinement, such as fine arts, music, dance, poetry, design, or therapeutic roles that demand gentleness and deep empathy. Their strength lies in their ability to touch the intangible, to create experiences, relationships, and expressions that soothe, heal, and inspire through their very delicacy. Professionally, individuals influenced by Komala thrive in artistic, caregiving, or healing professions where emotional sensitivity and aesthetic sensibility are prized. They are drawn to roles in the creative arts, wellness, and healing industries, education for special needs or vulnerable groups, conservation of delicate ecosystems, and any profession where nurturing and gentle stewardship are necessary. Their work often brings softness and grace into a world that desperately needs both. Challenges for Komala natives include hypersensitivity, emotional fragility, fear of conflict, or difficulty adapting to harsh, competitive, or aggressive environments. They may struggle with boundaries, finding it hard to protect their delicate inner world from intrusion or exploitation. Learning to cultivate inner resilience while retaining their essential gentleness is crucial for their emotional well-being and authentic expression. The archetypal resonance of Komala aligns with the artist, the muse, and the tender caregiver archetypes. Mythologically, it resonates with figures like Saraswati, goddess of refined wisdom and arts, or the nurturing spirit of a gentle healer. Psychologically, Komala represents the soul's commitment to uphold beauty, tenderness, and sensitivity in a world that often prizes force, reminding others of the quiet, enduring power of softness. At their highest expression, Komala natives embody the sacred artistry of living with grace. They teach that delicacy is not weakness, but the capacity to move hearts, to heal without force, and to elevate the spirit through beauty and compassion. Their journey is to honor their sensitivity as a sacred gift, crafting lives, spaces, and connections that soften the hard edges of the world and inspire others to rediscover the strength that lies within tenderness. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Shitala, Cool, Soothing Relief. Shitala, meaning cool or soothing, symbolizes the soul's karmic mastery over calming, healing, and bringing relief to states of suffering and agitation. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny shaped around the art of emotional regulation, physical healing, and restoring balance in times of distress. Shitala represents the quiet but potent force of tranquility, the balm that eases pain, the voice that calms storms, and the presence that steadies the turbulent heart. The nature of Shitala imparts qualities of composure, serenity, patience, and a nurturing ability to diffuse tension. Individuals with planets placed in Shitala often carry an aura of natural calm, appearing unshaken even in the face of crisis. Their lives tend to revolve around providing comfort, practical relief, and a healing influence to others, particularly during times of illness, emotional upheaval, or societal chaos. Talent-wise, Shitala natives possess an extraordinary ability to stabilize, soothe, and heal both physical and emotional imbalances. They excel in fields where emotional regulation, patience, and resilience are required: medicine, counseling, caregiving, mediation, or community support roles. Their strength lies not in confrontation, but in subtle intervention, creating spaces where recovery and renewal can naturally unfold without drama or force. Professionally, individuals influenced by Shitala thrive in healing professions such as nursing, medicine, psychotherapy, wellness coaching, or traditional healing practices. They are also suited to conflict resolution, diplomacy, disaster relief, and caregiving roles that require composure under pressure. Their work often centers on preventing escalation, restoring equilibrium, and offering a dependable presence when others falter. Challenges for Shitala natives include emotional suppression, cold detachment, or being perceived as distant when their intention is to remain calm. They may internalize stress in an effort to maintain outward peace, leading to hidden anxiety, burnout, or physical health issues related to stored tension. Learning to balance soothing others with honest self-expression is essential for their holistic well-being. The archetypal resonance of Shitala aligns with the healer, the mediator, and the compassionate guardian archetypes. Mythologically, it mirrors the goddess Shitala Devi, who cures diseases and brings cooling relief to burning fevers, an embodiment of gentle but powerful healing. Psychologically, Shitala represents the soul's commitment to cooling the fires of conflict, pain, and imbalance, offering hope and restoration through steadfast calmness. At their highest expression, Shitala natives embody the sacred principle of peace bringing. They teach that soothing does not mean ignoring pain, but honoring it with grace, that cooling does not mean indifference, but the conscious choice to heal rather than inflame. Their journey is to become living sanctuaries of calm, whose very presence reminds the world that every storm, no matter how fierce, eventually yields to peace. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Karla Dhamstra, Fierce Fanged. Karla Ladamstra, meaning fierce-fanged, symbolizes the soul's karmic encounter with raw, primal force, protective aggression, and the uncompromising defense of vital truths. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny marked by confrontation with danger, injustice, or decay, calling for fierce, often intimidating responses where softer measures would fail. Karla Ladamstra represents the untamed power that guards, destroys, or frightens off negativity when necessary. The nature of Karla Ladamstra imparts qualities of fearlessness, intense protectiveness, primal strength, and a readiness to confront adversity head-on. Individuals with planets placed in Karla Ladamstra often possess a natural aura of power, whether physical, emotional, or psychological, that can either deter threats or dismantle obstacles. Their lives are often shaped by battles where the stakes are survival, justice, or the defense of what is sacred, requiring them to wield strength without apology. Talent-wise, Karla Ladamstra natives excel in environments demanding toughness, confrontation, and unwavering defense. They thrive as guardians, enforcers, defenders, or agents of necessary destruction. Their strength lies in their ability to scare away harmful forces, to take decisive action when others hesitate, and to embody a fierce but righteous energy that protects what is vulnerable or endangered. Professionally, individuals influenced by Karla Ladamstra are naturally suited to fields such as law enforcement, military service, security, martial arts, crisis management, or any arena where bravery, intimidation, and the ability to act under pressure are vital. They may also find success in competitive industries, leadership roles requiring boldness, or transformational fields where old harmful structures must be torn down before new growth can occur. Challenges for Karla Ladamstra natives include an inclination toward excessive aggression, alienation due to their intimidating presence, or difficulty softening their approach when gentleness is more appropriate. They may struggle with feeling isolated, misunderstood, or feared, even when their intentions are protective. Learning to balance ferocity with discernment, to know when to bare fangs and when to offer a steady hand, is essential for their growth and relational harmony. The archetypal resonance of Karla Ladamstra aligns with the warrior, the fierce protector, and the shadow guardian archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures like Durga battling demons, or mythic dragons who both guard and destroy with ferocious power. Psychologically, Karla Ladamstra represents the soul's relationship with primal strength, the recognition that, when channeled consciously, even ferocity can serve the forces of protection, renewal, and righteous action. At their highest expression, Karla Ladamstra natives embody the sacred power of fierce guardianship. They teach that anger, when guided by clarity and justice, can become a force for healing and protection, that true power is not in random destruction, but in the conscious defense of life, truth, and integrity. Their journey is to wield their fangs wisely, becoming formidable champions of what must endure beyond fear. D60, Shashtyamsha principles, Chandramu-faced. Chandramukhi, meaning moon-faced, symbolizes the soul's innate radiance, emotional magnetism, and graceful presence that offers comfort and beauty to the world. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a karmic inclination to express gentleness, emotional depth, and inner luminosity in ways that nurture and uplift others. Chandramukhi represents a refined emotional intelligence, a soft, welcoming light that soothes without overwhelming, much like the calming presence of the full moon. The nature of Chandramukhi imparts qualities of charm, sensitivity, intuition, and an aura of natural beauty. Individuals with planets placed in Chandramukhi often possess a deeply magnetic emotional presence, capable of touching others' hearts through their expressions, words, or silent empathy. Their lives are often woven around themes of emotional connection, relational harmony, and the graceful balancing of personal needs with collective care. Talent-wise, Chandramukhi natives excel in fields where emotional resonance, social grace, and creative expression are vital. They thrive in artistic endeavors, counseling, teaching, diplomacy, or any profession that involves nurturing, presenting, or healing through presence and emotional attunement. Their strength lies in making others feel seen, valued, and emotionally safe, often simply through the natural warmth and openness they radiate. Professionally, individuals influenced by Chandramukhi flourish in creative arts, hospitality, therapeutic professions, public relations, aesthetics, and any field where beauty, emotional connection, or gracious communication is essential. They are particularly effective in roles that require an understanding of emotional dynamics, whether it is through leadership, counseling, the performing arts, or relational healing. Their emotional literacy allows them to connect across barriers, offering emotional nourishment wherever it is most needed. Challenges for Chandramukhi natives include susceptibility to emotional fluctuation, oversensitivity to public opinion, or becoming overly dependent on external validation for their sense of self-worth. They may also struggle with maintaining strong emotional boundaries, as their empathetic nature makes them naturally receptive to others' feelings. Learning to balance openness with self-protection and external charm with authentic inner strength is vital for their long-term stability and fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Chandramukhi aligns with the lover, the muse, and the nurturing guide archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures such as the compassionate and nurturing moon deities, Selene, Chandra, or Diana, who illuminate the night and offer emotional sanctuary. Psychologically, Chandramukhi represents the soul's dedication to spreading emotional beauty and serenity, fostering a world where emotional connection and gentle presence are sacred gifts. At their highest expression, Chandramukhi natives embody the sacred art of emotional radiance. They teach that beauty is not merely aesthetic, but a living presence born of authenticity, empathy, and tenderness. Their journey is to shine softly yet persistently, to heal through emotional connection, to inspire through grace, and to remind the world that true emotional beauty is both magnetic and profoundly healing. D60, Shashtyamsha principles, Pravina, skilled expert. Pravina, meaning skilled or expert, symbolizes the soul's karmic refinement through mastery, precision, and the pursuit of excellence. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny shaped by the cultivation of talent, disciplined effort, and the commitment to perfecting one's craft or knowledge across lifetimes. Pravina represents the soul's deep drive to not merely participate in life, but to elevate and refine its expressions to the highest possible standard. The nature of Pravina imparts qualities of dedication, craftsmanship, intellectual rigor, and pride in workmanship. Individuals with planets placed in Pravina are often marked by an inner compulsion to master the domains they enter, whether through study, practice innovation, or creative endeavor. Their lives are defined by a persistent striving for excellence, an awareness of nuance, and a deep respect for the integrity of true skill. Talent-wise, Pravina natives possess an extraordinary capacity for focused learning, technical brilliance, and fine-tuned execution. They excel in professions where expertise is paramount, Whether in the arts, sciences, craftsmanship, education, leadership, or high-level consultancy, their strength lies in combining knowledge with applied intelligence, demonstrating not only theoretical understanding, but practical, real-world mastery that commands respect. Professionally, individuals influenced by Prevena thrive as surgeons, engineers, artists, scholars, advisors, architects, teachers, or specialists in any domain where mastery sets the standard. They are often drawn to roles requiring exactitude, innovation within discipline, or the setting of benchmarks for others to follow. Their journey often involves mentorship as well, helping others ascend to higher levels of competence and understanding through their own example of excellence. Challenges for Prevena natives include perfectionism, intolerance for mediocrity, workaholism, or the risk of tying self-worth too tightly to external achievements. They may struggle with feelings of inadequacy if they fall short of their own high standards, or with difficulties relating to others who do not share their drive for excellence. Learning to temper precision with compassion and to find fulfillment in the process rather than only the outcome is essential for their emotional well-being. The archetypal resonance of Prevena aligns with the master craftsman, the wise mentor, and the dedicated scholar archetypes. Mythologically, it resonates with figures like Vishvakarma, the divine architect, or Athena, goddess of wisdom and skilled craft. Psychologically, Prevena represents the soul's devotion to refinement, the inner commitment to shaping raw potential into something enduringly beautiful, useful, or profound. At their highest expression, Prevena natives embody the sacred pursuit of mastery as a form of devotion. They teach that excellence is not born of ego, but of reverence for the gifts we are entrusted to cultivate, that true mastery uplifts, inspires, and serves the world. Their journey is to leave behind not just achievements, but living examples of what is possible when skill is wielded with passion, integrity, and deep dedication.